time at Steam Stadium. I'm Chris Cotley. The Evergreens lead Appleton West 21-7. Both defenses have had their issues. Evergreens have never trailed in this game. They scored first after a blocked punt. They went 19 yards, capped off by a 7-yard touchdown run from Wyatt Brown. The Evergreens missed on the extra point and led 6-0 in the first quarter. Evergreens tallied two more touchdowns in the second quarter, a 29-yard touchdown run from Wyatt Brown, and a successful two-point conversion run from Mason Hagenbusher on a direct snap. The Evergreens again had a short field set up by a 31-yard punt return from Kyle Zableski. It took the Evergreens only two plays to put the ball in the end zone. They were up 14-0 with 11:07 to play in the half. Appleton West scored their only touchdown on a strange play. On 3rd and 25 from midfield, Appleton set up a screen play to tie Zembreski. Zembreski got a block and then cut the ball back to the center of the field, and he went 50 yards on 3rd and 25 to score the Terrors' only touchdown. It came with 8:08 to play in the half. And at that time, it cut the Evergreens' lead to 14-7. The Evergreens got their third touchdown of the half on what turned out to be a broken play with 5:47 to play in the second quarter. Nick Sarakowski had the ball snapped at his feet. Yes, Nick Sarakowski back playing today. He's been splitting time at quarterback with Michael Nicholas after going down with that ankle injury in week one. Nick Sarakowski picked up that bad snap, went forward, looked like he had a gain of 4 or 5 yards, and then bounced it towards the far sideline and went all the way into the end zone. 16-yard touchdown run for Nick Sarakowski to make the score 21-7. Evergreens will get the ball to start the second half, looking for their first division win and trying to go to 2-3 on the season and keep Appleton West winless for the year. Evergreens defense, though, has been an adventure in the second half. See if they can avoid those breakdowns in this game against an easier opponent. We'll be back with the second half kickoff after this timeout. 21-7 at halftime. From Steam Stadium, this is D.C. Everest High School football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Back at Steam Stadium, I'm Chris Conley, and we're just a few minutes away from getting our third quarter underway. D.C. Everest High School football brought to you by Valley Communities Credit Union. Their mission is to build lifelong relationships, one member at a time, providing sound financial products and services. Visit their newest location in Cronenwetter. And throughout our high school football season, we'll be donating points to the Honor Flight Fund for each point D.C. Everest and Wausau East score. 21 points at halftime of this ball game. Young's Drugstore in Wausau and Coons Hearing Center, Schofield, will donate $21 to the D.C. Everest Never Forgotten Honor Flight Fund, helping local veterans travel to Washington, D.C. to see the memorials built in their
and
honor.
Kicking off for the Terrors will be number 28, Connor Larson. And back for the Evergreens.
Evergreens send Kyle Zableski and Wyatt Brown back to receive the opening kickoff of the second half. Evergreens trying to build on this 21-7 lead. You know what? With the way the defense has been, I just get the feeling it may take more than 21 points to win in this game. Evergreens cannot take their foot off the gas here. Again, they come into the game with just no margin for error. They must come out with a win. Wyatt Brown takes this kick at the 10, quickly up to the 20, breaks through, and just roped down by the knees across the 30 and the 35-yard line.
Brought back by number 41.
It's a 26-yard kickoff return, and the Evergreens will start with good field position, first and 10 at the 36-yard line. We'll see who comes out at quarterback here. It'll be Nick Sarakowski.
Harris was the kicker, number 28.
I would think, since this is Nick Sarakowski's first game back, if the Evergreens can build up the lead much further, Nick Sarakowski's night could come to an end early. See what happens here on the first play from scrimmage of the second half. Sarakowski will hand off. This is Wyatt Brown going to try the near side. Can he turn it upfield? Yes, he does. Across the 40, 45, dives towards first down yardage.
40, Wyatt Brown's
got 10 yards and a first down.
He was brought down that play.
Wyatt Brown already over 100 yards in the first half and two touchdowns.
And that carry by Brown was good enough for Evergreen. First
tell you also that Appleton West quarterback Ethan Heps, the 6-foot senior, over 200 yards through the air in that first half. So the Evergreens defense has been vulnerable to the big play. Hand off, second man through. Wyatt Brown again. Picks his way through up the middle. He's got more first down yardage. 12 yards there for Wyatt Brown. Across midfield, down to the 42-yard line. He'll get 11.
Down that play by number 35, Ben Buttonjaw.
From the first half, the Evergreens have had the ability to run on Appleton West. The Evergreens, I would think, could play power football and put the ball into the end zone. Late in the first half, they got away from the run, threw the ball a little bit, and were not as successful. But if they'd like to get another quick touchdown or so, I think they could just grind it out. Hand off up the middle. Wyatt Brown again. He's got 5 yards. Yeah, Wyatt Brown has been able to get to the corners. And when the Evergreens have tried to run between the tackles, their offensive line has been able to get push against the Appleton West defensive line. Second and five.
Van Esten.
This seems to be a Nick Sirikowski series to start the series, start the second half. Power formation with, again, Wyatt Brown, second man through, and he gets the handoff right up the middle. And again, Wyatt Brown, he's a workhorse, got a first down. They're going to give him 6 yards there. It has been all Wyatt Brown.
Brought down that play by number 35,
you know what? They're going to spot him just
Ben
short.
Buttonjaw. And that carry by Brown was good.
Nope.
For another Evergreen first and 10.
They look across, and he does have first down yardage. So the Evergreens pick up two quick first downs after starting with good field position back at their own 36-yard line. They've now moved the ball down to the Appleton West 31 on this first possession of the second half. Evergreens already up 21-7. Nick Sirikowski has receivers to either side. Keep it on the ground again, you bet. Wyatt Brown, you bet again. And he goes up the middle for 4 yards. Again, between the tackles. Inside the 30 to the 28. It's a gain of 4, maybe 3. Evergreens football, sponsored by InterCity State Bank. Providing full service banking for families and businesses. Come bank with us. Convenient locations in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. See if they stay committed to the running game. They sure do. Wyatt Brown carries again. Nope, Nick Sirikowski, keeper. And Nick Sirikowski is brought down in the backfield for a loss. Faked the handoff to Wyatt Brown and kept it himself. And Nick Sirikowski goes back 2 yards. It'll be counted technically as a sack, but it leaves the Evergreens with third down and long, third and eight. You can question the play calling there. The Evergreens were having success just running the ball straight up the middle. They try something fancy and they go backwards. Third and eight here. Sirikowski from the pistol, two receivers near side. He's going to throw here. Three-step drop. That ball was tipped at the line of scrimmage. Almost intercepted, but caught anyway by the Evergreens. Someone got a hand up and changed the trajectory of that ball at the line of scrimmage. Still caught in by Kyle Zableski.
Number 26, Kyle Zableski
is just short of the first down, though, by a yard.
Number 23,
the ball is at the 22-yard line, and they need the 21. Evergreens are going to go for it here.
Fourth and one for the Evergreens. The ball now spot on the terror. 22-yard line.
In fact, it's a little less than a yard to go. Fourth down. Wyatt Brown and Mason Hagenbusher are the backs here in the I formation, and Nick Sirikowski is right at the line of scrimmage. Need less than a yard. Almost got someone to jump. I think that Appleton West jumped into the neutral zone, and I think the Evergreens will get a first down on the cheap. And they will. Evergreens don't have to run the fourth down play. An Appleton West defender jumped into the neutral zone, 5 yards and a first down. Penalty moves the ball to the 16-yard line and into the red zone. Evergreens football sponsored by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. First and 10, 16-yard line. Handoff, Wyatt Brown. Brown is inside the 15 and down to the 12-yard line.
It's
like a gain of 4.
He was brought down that play by number 79, Peter.
8:08 to play, third quarter. And Appleton West has not touched the ball since halftime. This is just what the doctor ordered for the Evergreens, a time-consuming drive that could potentially put them up by 3 scores. We're already at 21-0. Wyatt Brown again Dots the I in the formation. Nick Sierakowski is under center here. Pitch out to Wyatt Brown. They try to get in the corner. Cuts across the 10. Dives forward to the 5-yard line. Wyatt Brown has a first down.
And on that stop for the Terriers was number 28.
They'll mark him at the 6-yard line where it will be first and goal. .731 to play in the third quarter.
And that carry by Brown brings up a first and goal from the
Evergreens. Evergreens knocking on the door. Again, I formation with Nick Sierakowski under center. Wyatt Brown, second man through, cuts across the 5. There's a penalty marker down, and Wyatt Brown is down at the 3-yard line. This is going to be against the Evergreens.
Brought down that play by number.
And the Evergreens are going to be pushed back on a red zone penalty.
Holding
against DC Everest. The Evergreens have not been penalized a lot, but boy, they have committed more than their share of penalties in the red zone. We saw last week, and we're about to see again here. So first and goal is going to be replayed, but it'll be first and goal from now the 16-yard line. It just changes the entire look of what you do down by the goal line when you have those kinds of penalties. And you know what? Wyatt Brown cut to the right side, and the hold came from the left side of the line, so it's a hold that the Evergreens didn't even need to make the play work. Costly mistake. We replay first down from the 16-yard line. Fake the handoff to Wyatt Brown. Nick Sierakowski to throw, looking to the end zone. Almost intercepted and incomplete. Went off the hands of Alex Edgden, who was providing the defensive coverage there. Who was he looking for there? I believe that was Michael Moe he was looking for there. Incomplete. But it was the Appleton West defender who had a better chance of catching that than the Everest receiver. Evergreens kind of had a drive blow up on them late in the second quarter as well. They need to come away with points here. Second and goal back at the 16-yard line. Handoff, Wyatt Brown. Brown's up the middle, 10, breaks a tackle, gets down to the 5-yard line.
Ball's handed off to number 40, Wyatt.
So third down is going to be much more manageable here.
It'll
be third and goal from the 5.
23,
Evergreens football sponsored by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats at the corner of Highway 29 and J in Weston. You'd like the touchdown. You could make a case if you're stopped here for kicking the field goal because you would still go up by 3 scores. Going up by 3 is what's important. Here's the third down play. Wyatt Brown to the goal line, but not in.
Number 40, Wyatt
Brown is stopped inside the 2, maybe at the 1.5.
And he was brought down that play by number 79.
And it is fourth down. And Nick Sierakowski comes over to the sidelines. I think the Evergreens are going for it.
That ball is carried by Brown down to the 1-yard line.
This may not be the right call.
From the 1.
Again, the field goal makes it a 3-score game. And that's what I would think is what's most important. Coach Luke Coonan does not see it that way, though. He will go for it. Fourth down and goal. The ball is just outside the 1-yard line. Evergreens had a fourth down earlier in this drive and kept it going on a penalty. Direct snap to the quarterback, Nick Sierakowski. Push into the end zone. Touchdown, DC Everest. Nick Sierakowski, first week back after the bad ankle, has just carried his second touchdown of the ballgame.
DC Everest.
And what to do on fourth down becomes academic. Evergreens out to try the extra point. Here comes Kyle Kurtenbach. And Appleton West has still not touched the football to start this second half. And the Evergreens were able to take the clock all the way down to 5:39 in the third quarter. Here's the snap for the point after touchdown. It is true through the uprights. Evergreens 28, Terror 7. We'll take a break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Brandon. How many times does this ring for you? You pick it up?
Oh, I know.
And back for the Terrells, game number 15, Marco Flores, and number 27, Ty Zarensky.
Back at Steam Stadium, where the Evergreens have widened their lead 28-7. And the Evergreens were able to rattle off a 6-minute and 21-second drive. Again, Appleton West played much better in the second half of their game last week. Hard to do that, though, when you don't have the football. And they are about to get the football for the first time since halftime. And this is Kurtenbach with a low line drive kick. It's picked up at the 20-yard line. Runner is across the 30, out to the 35-yard line, and the Terror will start there.
The ball is brought back by
kickoff return by Nate Mack.
And he was brought down that play by number 11, Alex.
So here comes the first touch of the half for quarterback Ethan Hurst.
To the Terror 37-yard line.
And he will start first and 10, 37. Evergreens football, sponsored by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make your rental property easy. Here comes a five-receiver spread. First time we've seen this. Empty backfield. Receiver in motion. Quarterback will keep it. Goes up the middle. You know, with that five-receiver spread, you spread out the defense. And the quarterback goes forward for 5 yards. Hurst is across the 40 to the 42-yard line with Mike Plaza making the stop. Also brought to you by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of DC Everest Evergreen Sports. Because the world needs more great teams, get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Second and five. And we'll go under the 5-minute mark to play in quarter number three. Four receiver package here. This quarterback Ethan Hurst works from the pistol. Gets the snap. Fakes the handoff. Nope, does make the handoff. And this play is strung out and swarmed under for a loss.
To number 28,
Connor Larson carrying there. And Larson goes back two or three yards. Third and eight coming up.
Kane Gilray.
It was Kane Gilray on the stop, and Gilray comes off the field here. Along with John Wiersma. Wiersma's been active on defense. Did a good job plugging up the defensive middle. Anchoring that DC Everest defensive line. Passing situation here, third and eight. If Appleton West is unable to pick up the first down here, they'll be asking a lot of their defense, because their defense will have been on the field for a long time in the second half. Here comes third and eight. Shotgun, design, rollout. Evergreen send the pressure. One-on-one coverage is over the head of the receiver and incomplete. Was looking for Marco Flores out of the backfield. Pass had to get there a little bit early because of the pressure. And it is a three and out. Evergreen's defense gets off the field.
Kyle Sobleski. And back to do the punt.
And Matt Reeder is out to punt. Kyle Sobleski will receive it.
Fourth and seven from their own 40-yard line.
Evergreens have dominated time of possession in the second half. And again, Appleton West is going to put a fatigued defense back on the field once the Evergreens get the football back here after this punt. Here's the snap to Reeder, and there's his kick. It's a low line drive kick that bounces at the 40, takes an Appleton West roll across the 30. It'll be down to the 25-yard line. Not a particularly good punt, but a pretty good roll.
First and 10 Evergreens from their own
3:56 to play in the third quarter. It's 28-7 Evergreens, and DC Everest will get the ball back. Tonight's Evergreens football game is sponsored by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics. Call 715-842-5688 or online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Also by Telesti and Kennedy SC Attorneys at Law. We're here to help. Representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity, call for a free consultation. Keep Nick Sarakowski out there at quarterback. Sarakowski will work from the shotgun. Four receiver package here for the Evergreens. Sarakowski will not throw. Keep it on the ground. Mitchell Bowles carrying. Bowles stringing out this play. Now turns it upfield along this near sideline. Bowles is across the 30 and is knocked out of bounds at the 31-yard line. Mitchell Bowles forward for 5 yards. Mitchell Bowles is the Evergreens' leading receiver, but this run is going to be wiped out by a penalty, holding DC Everest.
The flag on the play, preliminary indications holding against the Evergreens.
So we will replay first down after walking the ball 10 yards backwards. And the Evergreens will take Nick Sarakowski out and will bring Mike Nicholas in. First time we've seen Nicholas in the half.
Back at the 20-yard line, bringing up
after the penalty. First and 15.
First and 16 for the Evergreens.
So Mike Nicholas, of the two quarterbacks, is more of the drop-back passing-style quarterback. So he'll get the opportunity here. Receivers out to either side. Nicholas is under center. Handoff. Wyatt Brown. Offensive line getting a good push. Wyatt Brown gets 5 yards. Second and 10 coming up. Evergreens may be more than content to be deliberate, chew up the clock, keep the ball on the ground. They lead 28-7. It is still Mike Nicholas who's in. And I could make a perfectly good argument for Nick Sarakowski's night to be done. First game back from the bad ankle. Handoff up the middle. Again, the Evergreens are able to get yardage just from the positive push of the offensive line. That's Wyatt Brown. No, that's Nathan Reedy. Reedy's turn this time.
Number 58, Zach Van Esten.
And he gets only a yard or two. Third and long coming up here. It'll be third and nine.
Third and a long nine for the Evergreens. The ball now resting on their own 26-yard line.
Mike Nicholas will stay in. Receivers spread out to either side. His back's behind him in the I formation. Appleton West looks like they're sending a big rush. Evergreens pick it up well. Throw to the sideline. Pass is incomplete. And the Evergreens are going to give the ball back on the punt. Was looking for Zach Becker along that far sideline. It is fourth down. Evergreens turn to punt here. DC Evers football, sponsored by the Bone and Joint Center, Comprehensive Orthopedic, Podiatry, Spine and Sports Medicine Care, with clinics in Walsall, Medford, and Merrill. The Bone and Joint Center, visit them online at bonejoint.net. Zach Hoffman back to kick. Awaiting the return is Matt Reeder. Hoffman gets a pretty good punt here. Reeder backpedaling all the way back to the 30 where he fields it. He'll try a return along the far sideline. 35 cuts in across the 40. Tries to reverse field and is brought down at the 43-yard line.
Ball is brought back by number 7.
And we have some late penalties. Extracurricular activity after the play was dead. We're going to have a personal foul here.
Play by number 53,
we had two players who were still engaged after the play was whistled dead. The officials are going to huddle and see which side we're going to penalize here. We had a couple of blockers and gunners down the far sideline who were still going at it after the play had been whistled over. Personal foul against DC Everest. It's a foolish penalty. Up by 3 touchdowns, you're about to walk off 15 yards and give Appleton West a short field. 2:18 to play.
We have a personal foul against the Evergreens
in the third quarter.
That'll be a 15-yard march off from the end of the run, giving the
because of the penalty
from the Evergreen 42.
The Evergreens net only 13 yards on the change of possession here. And Appleton West will start first and 10 at the 42-yard line. They begin in Everest territory. Evergreens lead 28-7. Gets interesting again, though, depending on what Appleton West does on this touch of the football. Here comes Ethan Herbst. Gets the snap, keeps it himself to the line of scrimmage, and pushed backwards. No gain.
Excuse me, number 9.
Anthony Deland on the stop for the Evergreens. And we've got a whistle.
We got an official's timeout.
And an injury timeout. We have an Evergreen who is slow to get up after the play. Who is that? Is that Mike Plaza? The Evergreens player is on his feet. He's surrounded by the training staff. And while we have this injury stoppage, let's take a break. 2:06 to play third quarter. DC Everest 28, Appleton West 7 on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to Steam Stadium. The applause you're hearing are for Mike Plaza, who was able to go off the field under his own power, although it does not look like he is going to return. In fact, Mike Plaza is being walked towards the ambulance that is just beyond the Appleton West sideline. They didn't take Plaza over to the D.C. Everest sideline to be looked at. They're walking him over to the paramedics there. Not sure what's up with Mike Plaza, but that's unusual. You would think normally you would take him over to his own sideline. They began walking Mike Plaza right over to the paramedics. He's under his own power, but they're asking Mike Plaza. They're going to put him down on the stretcher and take a look at him. Not sure what's going on there. Second and 11. Shotgun play now for the quarterback. Looking downfield, throws underneath, and overshoots Matt Reeder.
For number seven, Matt Reeder.
Reeder's 6'5", and the pass went over his head. Incomplete. Third and 11 coming up. With the ball at the 42-yard line. And I'm again looking over at that far sideline where Mike Plaza is being tended to. He walked off the field under his own power, surrounded by the training staff. And paramedics are checking him out in front of the ambulance that's beyond the visitors' bleachers. And there's quite a crowd around Mike Plaza. Back to live action, third and 11. Shotgun formation. Evergreens were sending the blitz. This play is blown dead. Someone moved early. This is going to be against Appleton West, and they will move back 5 yards.
Third and 16. The ball now spotted on there.
If I could see Michael Plaza get up, I would tell you. He is down on the stretcher, and it looks like there's five or six people surrounding him. 1:48 to play in the third quarter. It's 28-7, and Appleton West is backed up by a penalty here. Third and 16. They've converted some of these long plays before. See if the Evergreens have enough field to defend here. Quarterback looks to throw. Heaves downfield. He is looking for Reeder, and it's off his hands, incomplete.
Pass to Herbst intended for number seven.
Reeder got turned around on that. He needed it to go to his near side. You know, we have a whistle in the backfield. They're going to get Evergreens for roughing the quarterback.
Personal foul, roughing the passer on the Evergreens.
Now, you know what? If it's a 15-yard penalty, see if this is an automatic first down. If you walk off the 15, it's not enough for a first down, but I believe the personal foul, a late hit, is going to be an automatic first down.
Evergreens, that'll be an automatic.
This drive is extended on another foolish penalty. The Terror started this drive with favorable field position because of a personal foul. And now a personal foul bails out Appleton West and gives them a first down. First and 10 after the roughing the passer call. And the penalty puts the ball now at the 33-yard line. Receivers to either side. Quarterback from the shotgun. Pass to the near side is complete, and right out of bounds goes Nick Hiptas.
Hiptas
has a gain of 8 yards. Give him 9. He's just short of the first down. The ball's at the 25-yard line. Avery Allard over there applying the defense.
That catch was good enough for about a 9-yard gain, bringing up second and one.
That crowd that had gathered around Mike Plaza looks like they are making their way to the back of the ambulance. Again, Mike Plaza injured earlier on this sequence. Was able to walk off the field under his own power, but it's been intended to by the paramedics since then. Quarterback fakes the pass, now moves up the middle. First down yardage across the 20, down to the 15-yard line for quarterback Ethan Herbst. Clock will briefly stop while the sticks are moved with 1:18 to play in the quarter. Nate Sleifert made the stop for the Evergreens. First down. As Appleton West makes a trip to the red zone.
Is good enough for Terror, first and 10 from the Evergreen.
They've been in the red zone twice before. Stopped on fourth down and then pushed back on some penalties. And that ambulance is going to take Mike Plaza away from this ball game. Pass here on first down. Underneath coverage, and it's complete to Matt Reeder. He's inside the 10-yard line. Pushed out of bounds at the 5, just outside the 5-yard line. That's a gain of 11. First and goal. Not only are we concerned about Mike Plaza, who's about to leave Steam Stadium with an ambulance ride.
Yeah,
maybe it's something like, you know, if Mike Plaza, for instance, just hypothetically is coughing up blood, for instance, you'd want to get that checked out, of course. Plaza walked off on his own, but was not taken to the Evergreens bench, was taken right to the ambulance. Here's first and goal from the 5-yard line. 51 seconds left in the quarter. And quarterback Ethan Herbst gets the snap. It's a design rollout. He's looking to the end zone, slings it, caught at the goal line, though dropped, incomplete.
That pass to Herbst intended for number 10.
You know, there was something wrong with that coverage there because Matt Reeder, the preferred target, cut in front of one of the other receivers. He had two receivers in exactly the same spot in the end zone. Neither of them was able to make a play. Pass falls incomplete. Second and goal from the 5. Evergreen's football, sponsored by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where UBank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Second and goal. Again, a 4 receiver, 2 split to either side. Quarterback hands off up the middle, met in the hole, and falling forward is Jake Zaruba. Does not get into the end zone. He cut the distance in half, though, from the 5 to the 2.5-yard line. Under 30 seconds to play in the quarter.
2-yard line, bringing up third and goal from the 2.
And third and goal awaits. A chance for the Evergreens defense to stiffen in the second half, something that we did not see in weeks 3 or 4. Maybe week 5 will be different. This drive from Appleton West, though, has been penalty-aided. Under 10 seconds left in the quarter, they will get this final play off. On third down, it's a design rollout from the shotgun, looking to the end zone. Man is there, caught, and touchdown. Matt Reeder. Matt Reeder has the height advantage. He went first towards the corner and then cut back towards the center of the field, and that's where his quarterback found him. 2 dead ball foul penalties gave Appleton West 30 yards on this drive. And they convert on a 2-yard touchdown pass on third down. Extra point try coming out here.
Ben Wartengill.
Ben Wartengill is out to try the extra point. Kick is up and good. It is back to a 2-score game. We have just 1 second left in the third quarter. Evergreens 28, Appleton West 14. We'll keep it right here. So Appleton West is hanging around. Evergreen's coaching staff cannot be happy, though, about what they've seen. Looked like they were going to have this drive stopped. Evergreen's got to 3rd and 16 and then roughed the quarterback to give the Terror a first down. And Appleton West took advantage of that opportunity and converted a touchdown out of it. 28-14. With 1 second left in this third quarter, we will have the kickoff. Then we'll take a break as we change sides.
Number 40, Wyatt Brown, and number 26,
Wyatt Brown and Kyle Zableski await the kickoff.
And kicking off for the Terriers, number 28, Connor Larson.
Ball's on the tee, and Connor Larson to kick it away. They'll kick it back to Wyatt Brown, who takes it inside his 10-yard line, up to the 15, 20, running straight ahead, hits the wedge across the 30 and down to the 31-yard line.
Wyatt Brown.
And the third quarter has come to an end. D.C. Everest 28, Appleton West 14, back after a one-minute timeout on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
And that is the end of the third quarter.
Fourth quarter about to get underway. Evergreens begin first and 10 at the 31-yard line. Nick Sarakowski out to run the Evergreens offense. Sarakowski fakes the handoff. Pass over the middle. This is complete. Nick Sarakowski forward out to the 46-yard line.
That pass from Sarakowski and complete to number 82.
Pass complete to a player who is not on my varsity roster. Pass was completed to number 82, and on my roster, I don't have an 82 listed.
That would be Connor Dickinson on that.
Connor Dickinson, they're just announcing over the PA. First down, now here's Wyatt Brown. Brown's across the 50, 40, gets a block down the sidelines. Wyatt Brown may go to the house. Touchdown, D.C. Everest. This touchdown run is coming back because of a hold. Flag is back at the 50-yard line. Well, let's see. It is holding D.C. Everest. Wyatt Brown's 53-yard touchdown run wiped out. The Evergreens are up by 2 touchdowns. I can tell you, though, the story of this game right now, penalties are killing D.C. Everest. What should be a three-score game is a two-score game because of defensive penalties. And this touchdown run that would have put the advantage back up to three scores is being called back. There will be a lot of tape for the Evergreens coaches to look at.
There'll be a 10-yard march off from the spot of the foe.
As even though the Evergreens may in fact get a win here,
first and 16,
it's been one of those sloppy kind of games. With the penalty, the ball goes back to the 41-yard line. So it's first down and 16. Nick Sierakowski from the shotgun. He will pass. He has good protection. He's looking for Mitchell Bowles. Bowles is tangled up with one of the defenders. No flag. Ball goes over the head. Incomplete. Mitchell Bowles in some ways looked like he was initiating that contact. As Mitchell Bowles was trying to fight his way past the defensive back to get position. Second down from the 16-yard line. We are getting some word from the DC Everest video crew that Mike Plaza, who left the game on the last defensive penalty, dislocated shoulder and obviously will not return. He's been taken away by ambulance for x-rays. Nick Sierakowski gets the snap. It's a direct snap. He'll keep it himself. Sierakowski tries to get vertical. He gets back to the line of scrimmage, turns forward for a gain of 4 or 5 yards. I think another flag is coming into the play here.
Number 10, Nick Sierakowski.
Do we have a penalty marker there?
Nick
Sierakowski has gained 6 yards. And we do have a penalty marker down.
We have another flag on
around the time, around the point on the field where Sierakowski was stopped. So let's see what the indication is. We're in the fourth quarter, 11:13 to play. Evergreens 28, Appleton West 14. This penalty is against Appleton West. It's a face mask. And it is a personal foul face mask, 15 yards and a first down.
That'll give the Evergreens first
and 10. At some levels of football now, all face mask penalties are handled the same. That is not the case in high school football. You can have an incidental face mask in high school for 5 yards, or a personal foul intentional face mask. That's what the call is here. It's a 15-yard walk-off, and the ball goes to the 37-yard line into Appleton West territory. Both teams been penalized a lot in this game. Nick Sierakowski is under center. Appleton West looked like they jumped off sides. More laundry on the field.
We got an offside.
It is offsides against the Terror.
It'll be a 5-yard march and off bringing up.
The officials may want to get paid for piecework in this game.
Dead ball. Offsides. Terror.
First and five.
First down.
After a 5-yard walk-off down to the 32-yard line. Evergreens football sponsored by Ace Hardware West. In more than a hardware store, a team of experts ready to help any way they can, welcoming you to their Ace family with old-fashioned service. First and short, and Wyatt Brown carries. Brown's got a first down, busted towards the far sideline, inside the 25, inside the 20, and down to the 18-yard line.
And he was brought down by number 40, Ben
Wyatt
Carey.
Brown's got 14 more yards and a first down for DC Everest.
First and 10 from the Terror.
Wyatt Brown may be looking
line.
For some poetic justice here. A 52-yard touchdown run from Wyatt Brown was called back at a holding penalty. He already has 2 touchdown carries. The other 2 scores, both runs by Nick Sierakowski. Handoff here to Wyatt Brown, goes right up the middle. Not much there. Moves the ball down to the 15. Wyatt Brown's got 2 yards, 3 yards maybe.
Joel Perez.
Evergreen's keeping it on the ground and keeping the clock running. Still a lot of time left to play in this game. 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. But the Evergreens up by 2 scores would like to get it back to 3 so they can have some level of comfort. It is 2nd and 8. Handoff, first man through. That's Mason Hagenbusher, and the ball is loose. It's fumbled, and it is recovered by...
A fumble on the play.
Recovered by Appleton West. Wyatt Brown got the carry, and he's turned the ball over at the 10-yard line. This game is not yet in the bank for DC Everest. That is the first fumble that either team has lost in the ball game. And it comes as the Evergreens were driving and had points taken off the board by penalty. Appleton West will get the ball at the 7-yard line.
7-yard line.
So on this Friday night for Week 5, we still have some intrigue. Appleton West trailing 28-14. But this is an offense that throws, and they've shown the ability to move the ball in big chunks. Evergreen's playing without the injured Mike Plaza, one of their defensive stars. Quarterback keeps it, goes up the middle, and he lost yardage there. Ethan Herbst didn't get back to the line of scrimmage. Lost a yard, goes back to the 6. Second and 11. And Appleton West is huddling up here. I would think you'd want to move a little more urgently than what they're doing here. In fact, Appleton West is going to take a timeout. We'll take a timeout too. 9:34 to play in the game. DC Everest 28, Appleton West 14. This is Everest football on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9. This is DC Everest High School Football on Fox Sports Radio. I'm Chris Conley. Our game situation, Evergreen's 28, Appleton West 14. Appleton West taking a timeout, waiting for a second and 11 play. They're backed up in their own end, but after an Evergreen's fumble, as the Evergreens put the ball into the red zone, only to turn the ball over. Today's broadcast brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting DC Everest sports. And Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. Receivers spread out either side. Four receivers here. Quarterback looking to pass. Throws right at the first down. Sticks, and it's complete for a first. Did he hold it? Yes, they're going to say completed first down. The receiver, Nick Hiptas, made the reception, stepped out of bounds, and then lost control of the ball. They're going to say he controlled it. And he picks up 12 yards and a first down out to the 18-yard line.
First and 10 for the Terriers.
Evergreens will want to make Appleton West take as long as they can to do whatever it is they're going to do with the ball here. I would imagine it'll be four down territory for the rest of the game for West when you consider that they do need two scores. Heps, the quarterback, gets the snap from the shotgun, got some pressure, rolling, now tries the near side. If he tries to run it, he'll get some yardage. He does. He goes out of bounds. That may have been a late hit there. Heps was out of bounds and was taken down. There is no flag. And I'll tell you, the Evergreens are lucky about that.
He was pushed out of bounds by number 30.
It's a gain of 3 yards. Second down coming up. A gain of 4. Second and 6 at the 22-yard line. With 9:22 left in the ballgame. There were years that the Evergreens would just simply cream a team like Appleton West. Instead, Appleton West has hung around here. This has been more of a struggle than the Evergreens might have thought against a team that is winless for the season. Here's a handoff up the middle, and there's a big gain up the middle for the Appleton West running back. Breaks a tackle, still on his feet, across midfield. Fumble, ball is loose. They're going to say he was down. He carries the ball for
a
37-yard gain, ruled down when he lost control of the ball. The ball goes all the way down to the 36-yard line. Wow. Appleton West will keep the ball after a big gain. 9 minutes to play. And just like that, the ball moves into the Everest half of the field. And if Appleton West should score here, well, then strap on your crash helmets. We'll have a fantastic finish. Quarterback Hepst gets the snap under pressure, ran into his own blocker, and then ran into the DC Everest defense. Down he goes. That'll go as a sack back at the 40-yard line. Loss of 4. Austin Wodzinski was there.
Loss of 4 in that play, bringing up 2nd and 14.
Yep, Evergreen's defense has just been vulnerable to big plays. They have been all season. By the time this game is over again, Appleton West will be approaching 400 yards of total offense. Evergreen's defense has given up 400 yards in all four games they've played so far. And it will probably be 5 games by the time this one's over. It is second and 14 after the loss, back at the 40-yard line. Hepps, the quarterback, designed rollout to the near side. Got some time, slings it underneath. It's complete to Matt Reeder. Reeder's across the 30-yard line, and he is close to the first down. I believe he's going to be just a little bit short. Very close. Depends on the spot.
27, Rex Terrace.
Needed the 26-yard line. I think they're going to spot the ball at the 26-yard line. Maybe a measurement coming up here.
27-yard line bringing up.
The officials will call timeout.
We got an officials timeout.
And the officials are going to take a measurement here to see if Appleton West has converted on what was second and 14.
The Jing Gang is going to have a little exercise.
And I think from where this ball is spotted, I believe he has a first down. And you know that my record on these sort of things is perfect this season. Yeah, I've got this eyeball just about right. They've got a first down here. We will wait, though, until the chains are brought in. And we'll stretch it out. It is indeed first down, Appleton West. D.C. Everest football is brought to you by Baseman's Shoe and Clothing, South 3rd Avenue, Wausau. Getting ready for a fall hunting trip? Stop by Baseman's for great ideas on staying comfortable in any outdoor setting. Baseman's, a trusted name for 80 years. And Glenray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Call Glenray Radiators. Ball at the 26-yard line as Appleton West comes up to the line of scrimmage. 8:01 to play in the game. And quarterback Ethan Hurst, shotgun. Three receivers near side, rolls out to the far side. Evergreen's rushing, throws back across the center of the field. It is complete inside the 10-yard line, breaking a tackle, staying on his feet is Matt Reeder. It's a touchdown.
Matt Reeder,
a 26-yard touchdown pass to Matt Reeder. It's his second TD reception. Correction, it's his second TD reception of the ball game. And a 27-yard pass has cut the Evergreens' lead down to a touchdown with an extra point coming. Nothing comes easy for this year's DC Everest Evergreens.
It'll be number 35, Ben Wittenjaw.
And the pressure is going to shift right back to the DC Everest offense. They're going to have to do something with the ball. Here's the point after touchdown. Kick is up and hits the upright. No good.
Kick is no good. Leaving the
and aren't those the kind of things that happen to a winless team?
28, the Appleton West
Evergreens up by 8, 28-20. 7:45 to play in the ball game. Let's take a break. This is Evergreens Football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to Steam Stadium in Schofield. I'm Chris Conley. 7:45 left in the game. Appleton West has scored two unanswered touchdowns, and they've trimmed the Evergreens' lead to 8. The missed extra point looms large in the ball game. Should Appleton West get the ball back, they would need a touchdown and a two-point conversion to tie the game. So the Evergreens could not be beaten at this point, although they could be tied. Of course, the bottom line of this ballgame is the Evergreens can put this game out of reach if they score. Appleton West decides to kick it deep, and it's taken by Wyatt Brown. Brown fumbled on his last touch. Here he comes across the 25, 30, still going to the 35, down to the 37-yard line. Pretty good field position here for D.C. Everest, and a little bit of redemption for Wyatt Brown.
That
fumble was down at the 7-yard line, and it led to what amounts to an empty trip down the field to the Evergreens on their last possession. So the Evergreens could have salted this game away there and didn't.
First and 10,
and now they'll have to work more for it.
38-yard line.
With the game on the line, the Evergreens decide that Nick Sarakowski will be their quarterback. First and 10, 37-yard line. Sarakowski works from the shotgun, hands to Wyatt Brown up the middle. Pretty good defense there from Appleton West. Sarakowski is forward for only 3 yards.
He was brought down that play by a number.
Let's see. Now that was Nathan Reedy carrying there. And they'll give him 4 yards on first down. Ball sits between the 42 and 43-yard line.
Second and a long five for the Evergreens.
It is second down.
Short of the 48.
Evergreens will run the clock down as far as they can. We'll go under 7 minutes for this snap. Nick Sierakowski pitches out to Wyatt Brown. Brown cuts back inside. He is stopped short of the first down. He gets across the 45 to the 46-yard line. Third and two coming up.
Number 35, Ben Wittenjaw.
You know, again, you'd like to think the Evergreens are the better of the two teams.
Ball was moved up to the.
But the truth is, we've got an 8-point game here. And this third down play is huge.
Third and two.
If the Evergreens fail, they'll give the ball back to Appleton West with a lot of time left on the clock. Big third and two coming up. And Nick Sierakowski has the ball, pitches out. Wyatt Brown. Brown's got the first down, and he needed it. He's across the 50 and down to the 46-yard line. Needed two, got five, and the Evergreens move the chains.
First and 10 from the Terror, 47-yard line.
You would have hoped that the Evergreens would not have been in this situation at this stage of the game, but they are, and the first down is big. It allows them to keep possession. They'll get more time off the clock here. And again, an Evergreen score puts the game out of reach. Here's a handoff to Reedy. Reedy is forward into the line, and he gains 2 or 3 yards. It's across the 45 down to the 44-yard line. As we go under 6 minutes to play.
36, Dominic Thompson.
Evergreens have been outscored since halftime now, 13-7. But on their first drive of the half, the Evergreens were able to keep the ball for nearly 7 minutes. What they need is another time-consuming drive here and to get out of here with their second win of the year. Second and six, Nick Sierakowski is under center. Appleton West loads up the box, pitch out to Reedy. Reedy forward for a first down yardage across the 35, down to the 30-yard line. Nathan Reedy.
He was brought down that play by number 78, Robert Otto.
Reedy gets nine, and it's another first down.
First and 10 from the Terror.
Clock briefly stops while the chains are moved, and now we wind again with 5.5 minutes to play. Evergreen Sports brought to you by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Nick Sierakowski. Think the Evergreens will keep it on the ground here again? Sierakowski pitch back. Here's Reedy. Reedy almost ran into one of his own blockers, tries to string it out, and has stood up just beyond the line of scrimmage. Reedy gets only a yard. Appleton West has two timeouts remaining, so they can stop the clock if they'd like to.
Bringing up second and nine for the
Evergreens. It still remains a one-possession game, 28-20. The ball at the 30-yard line and a second and nine coming up. Evergreens have not attempted a pass on this possession. Backs are in the I formation, and Nick Sierakowski is under center. Sierakowski gets the snap, handoff, second man through. Wyatt Brown cuts back, still on his feet. Brown is across the 35. He's very close to the first down. I think Wyatt Brown is just short. Yep, where they're marking him, I think he'll be half a yard short maybe. Maybe close enough for a measurement. They're not even going to measure. Third and one.
Third and one for the Evergreens. The ball now resting on the 22.
Ball's at the 22-yard line. If they get it not quite to the 21, they'll have a first down. So it is third and less than a yard. Under 4 minutes to play. Again, another big third down try. Appleton West defense, if they want to have a chance here, needs a stop on this third and short. Nick Sierakowski right up to the line of scrimmage. Hand off Wyatt Brown. Hurdles a man. Gets the first down. Still on his feet. Bounces to the outside to the 10 to the 5. Wyatt Brown is in the end zone. And that caps the ball game for DC Everest. It was a harder night than the Evergreens expected coming in. And the game was in question for longer than we thought. A 21-yard touchdown run for Wyatt Brown is going to finally seal the Evergreens' victory. 3:39 left, and it's back to a two-score game. Evergreens try a direct snap here. Mason Hagenbusher. Hagenbusher tries to turn the corner. He is roped down short of the goal line. Two-point try, unsuccessful. 3:39 left in the game. New score, Evergreens 34, Terror 20. Back after a one-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Let's get you home. Welcome back to Steam Stadium, where with 3:39 left in the ballgame, the Evergreens have just scored on Wyatt Brown's third touchdown run of the ballgame. This one from 21 yards out to seemingly put this game out of reach. It is 34-20. For Appleton West to have any chance, they would need a very quick score. They need a successful onside kick, because the Terror need the ball twice. Evergreens football is sponsored by the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away with no appointment or referral at the new Bone and Joint Center Walk-In Care. Open in Wausau Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Kyle Kurtenbach to kick off after the Evergreens touchdown. Line drive kick goes between the two Appleton West return men, goes through the end zone. It'll be a touchback, and the Terror will start at their 20-yard line. So, I mean, something good for the Evergreens. They got Nick Sierakowski back. I don't think that Nick Sierakowski's at 100% after not playing at all in weeks 2, 3, and 4. So he's a work in progress. He's moved the team effectively. Evergreens have lost Mike Plaza. Went out of the game in the second half with a dislocated shoulder. Not sure what his status will be going forward. Taken away by ambulance for x-rays. 34-20, Evergreens. First and 10, Appleton West at the 20-yard line. Snap from the shotgun. Heps, the quarterback, looks to throw. May have been beyond the line of scrimmage. Lofting there. Pass is incomplete. Was he across the line of scrimmage? No, he wasn't. He was looking downfield in the center of the field for Matt Reeder, and the pass was incomplete. Reeder, for a moment, was tangled up with Rex Terrace, incomplete. Interesting that Rex Terrace was on Reeder there. Earlier, Evergreens had been doing a one-on-one with Kyle Kurtenbach, and, you know, whoever you put on Reeder, he's going to have a height advantage. Although some of Reeder's catches came because he came back to underthrown balls that the defensive back simply didn't see. Second and 10. Three receivers out to the wide side of the field. Herbst, the quarterback, designed rollout to that side. He's under pressure, and he is still on his feet for a moment, scrambling. Was going to be sacked behind the line of scrimmage, but he scrambles up for a short gain. Making the stop there was Austin Wodzinski. Some of the Evergreens defenders are frustrated there. They thought they were going to have a big loss. And instead, Herbst went forward for a gain of 4 yards. Third and six.
23-yard line.
As we now go under 3 minutes to play. The Evergreens on their last touch got this back to a two-possession game. They lead 34-20 here. Four receiver set, three of them to the near and the wide side of the field. Pressure coming here. Pass underneath. It's complete to Reeder. He's met right at the first down marker and pushed back. He didn't get the first down.
He is met by number four.
Good stop there by Mitchell Bowles. And Reeder is going to be stopped just short of the 30-yard line. Bowles did a great job of turning the receiver back. And you know what? Oh, they've got to measure that. The first down stick is on the other side of the 30-yard line, and the referee is indicating first down. Oh, I get it, because he started at the 20-yard line after the touchback, so if the ball is touching the 30, it is a first down. Generous spot, and enough for the first down. Not that it matters. We may be kind of academic at this point with 2:25 to play in this game. 34-20, Evergreens. It is a first down at the 30-yard line. Heps, the quarterback, designed rollout again. Evergreen send pressure. Heps complete underneath. It is caught for a gain of 8 yards on that far sideline. That's Nick Heapdust. He's had an active game.
By number four, Mitchell Bowles.
It is a second down, and he did not get out of bounds. The clock continues to run. 1:55 to play.
The ball now resting on their own 38-yard line.
Evergreens led at halftime 21-7. They have a 34-20 lead here. Surprised to see Appleton West huddling up again. Now they scurry up to the line. It is second and two. Again, four receivers. Shotgun formation. Quarterback rolling out to the near sideline. Pass there is complete along the sideline and a first down for Matt Reeder.
Number seven, Matt Reeder.
Mitchell Bowles providing the defense along with Kyle Kurtenbach. The ball goes across the 45 to the 46-yard line.
That catch and carry by Reeder was good.
Clock will stop briefly.
First and 10 from their own 46-yard line.
We'll have a very quick recap of today's game once our clock winds down to zeros. Then Spencer Loomis in our Fox Sports Game Night studio will catch you up on all the scores. Everything else is final as we go through our tape delay game here at Steam Stadium. Next week, the Evergreens play Wausau East. Live coverage at 6:30, 1 week from tonight. First and 10 from the 46. Pressure on here. Quarterback Hep steps up, throws, and tipped away at the last minute. Incomplete. There will be a pass interference call coming up here. They're going to say that Mitchell Bowles made contact early with Reeder. And that penalty will give Appleton West a first down. Reeder again was coming back to a ball that was underthrown because his quarterback was under pressure. There was a lot of contact here, and that is going to be the call. In fact, the call will be holding instead of pass interference. They're going to say that Bowles had grabbed a hold of the receiver while the ball was in the air.
He got pass interference on the defense.
So they will walk off a 10-yard penalty. It will be first down yardage. And with the penalty, the ball moves into D.C. Everest territory. Put the ball at the 44-yard line. 1:23 left. And the problem for Appleton West is that they have to score and get the ball back. They trail by 14. The Evergreens are going to get the win, it looks like. Badly needed. Not pretty, though. No style points tonight. Hep's the quarterback, drops back. He's under pressure. He was hit as he throws. Pass is complete and caught out of bounds. Incomplete pass on first down.
That pass from Herbs is in for number 14.
Walking long for Nick Kipnis.
Bringing up second and 10.
It'll be second and 10. Yeah, next week, Wausau East comes calling. They played Appleton East earlier today. Lumberjacks starting week five with only one win, and their win over this Appleton West team a week ago. Here's second and 10. Heps, the quarterback, gets the snap. Send the pressure. Set up a screen here, and it's complete. Completed back at the line of scrimmage. Receiver goes out of bounds across the 40 to the 35. Steps out of bounds right at the
Nate Mack.
Right at the first down marker, Nate Mack. They're going to spot him short by a yard or two.
And he ran out of bounds about it.
Mack got out of bounds, though, to stop the clock with 1:11 to play.
That brings up a third down
and two.
Terrors.
Again, everything will be four downs here. With the clock stopped, Appleton West can huddle up. Twin receivers either side. Heps operates from the shotgun. Straight back. Throws to the near sideline. It is complete. No, it's dropped right off the hands of Nick Kipnis. Boy, he needed to make that catch. That would have been a first down.
Coverage in the play by number three, Avery.
He was free for a moment along the sideline and had it go off his hand. Must have taken his eyes off it.
And a short two for the Terriers.
It's fourth down. Appleton West will go for it. First, they will take a timeout. They will talk over what will be a last gasp play. Evergreens can go into victory formation with a stop.
As we're leaving the stadium, and if everybody
we'll keep it right here.
Garbage around them and throw them
34
in the
to 20 is our score.
That would be highly appreciated. Again, if you are leaving the stadium,
the best news for Evergreens fans is that Nick Sierakowski is back, and that Nick Sierakowski looked effective. And I don't think that he was given the full playbook today. Nick Sierakowski was not put into a lot of passing situations. And he was not put into a lot of situations where he was asked to run with the football. But Nick Sierakowski is very effective on plays designed for him, running plays designed for him. And we didn't see many of those. When you want to protect someone who's still recovering from an ankle injury. So Sierakowski figures to get better as we get into the second half of the season. Evergreen's defense still struggled at times, still very vulnerable to big plays. Again, this is kind of an unusual team that they played tonight. Appleton West, by far the most pass-oriented team that D.C. Everest will see this entire season.
Fourth and a short two.
Still, it is concerning the number of second and third downs and longs where the Evergreens have had first downs picked up on their defense. Fourth down and about a yard and a half. Quarterback gets the shotgun snap. He's going to pass. Throws to Reedy. He makes the catch at the 10, and he's into the end zone for a touchdown. A fourth and one touchdown pass to Matt Reeder. How about that? It is back to a one-score game. On a 34-yard touchdown reception with exactly 1 minute to play. It is Reeder's third touchdown reception of the ball game. Appleton West is going to take a timeout here for what I believe will be a two-point conversion
try. How about Appleton West?
With this point after touchdown or two-point attempt coming up, let's take a 30-second timeout as well. The score now is 34-26, and we'll be back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to Steam Stadium. Appleton West has just scored on a 34-yard touchdown run, and now they are deciding if they will go for two or go for one. What we know for sure, whatever they decide here, there will be an onside kick attempt afterwards because Appleton West needs the ball back. And it looks like, now let's see. I'm not sure if they have their kicker here or if they're going for two. You know, if you just kick the extra point, that seems to me like that's the right call. You could always go for two and the win afterwards. Yeah, this is a situation where you want to kick the point after touchdown here, I think. They do indeed have their kicker on the field. There's 1 minute left. The last point after touchdown try, though, their kicker hit the upright and it was no good. Ben Wettengill is a senior kicker who also plays linebacker. And he is going to try the point after touchdown. With a successful try here, it's a 7-point game. Here's the snap. Kick is down. It is up. And it is good. Just barely. Low line drive kick that just got across the crossbar. Onside kick coming up. It's 34-27. And just when you think the Evergreens finally have the game under control, lo and behold, they don't. And really the issue, at least to me, looks like the Evergreens defense is just not good enough to close out an inferior opponent. Now granted, Appleton West has used their one weapon very well. Matt Reeder, who was last year's quarterback, is this year's star wide receiver. He's had a big game. The Evergreens have had no answer for him. But the Evergreens have not been able to get the stops when they need them. And if the Evergreens do come out of here with a win, it'll be by the skin of their teeth. They're going to need to cover an onside kick here. And if Appleton West recovers this, well then who knows? Then you've got a suspect defense that you're sending back out onto the field. Big onside kick try coming here. Evergreens send out the hands team. I see Zach Becker out there. Jacob Ringwelski is up near the line of scrimmage, too. Here it comes. Appleton West has the ball on the tee. Got to travel 10 yards. And it is a kick up the middle. It is smothered by one of the Evergreens. They have possession at the 50-yard line.
By the Evergreens.
So the Evergreens make sure that the onside kick is not successful.
Recovered on that play by
and D.C. Everest has the ball at the 50-yard line. Nathan Sleaford from the hands team.
First and 10
falling on that ball at the 50-yard line. Appleton West has no timeouts. The Evergreens can take a knee and take their victory. It's a win, and a win is a win. It's the kind of win, though, that you don't feel particularly good about. This is a bottom-of-the-barrel team from the Northern Division, and they stayed with the Evergreens till late in the fourth quarter. Nick Sierakowski, the quarterback, in victory formation, kneels down.
His number 10,
Hamilton West,
Nick
can't stop
Sierakowski.
It, and the clock will go under a minute. The Evergreens will have to take one more snap, and then that will do it for what's going to be a Week 5 victory for DC Everest. Evergreens will run the clock down beyond the 32nd mark.
Again, as you're leaving the stadium, if you can
and Nick Sierakowski again back under center.
It. Thank you.
In victory formation with everyone up close. Sierakowski gets the snap, takes the knee, and that's going to do it. Our final score, DC Everest 34, Appleton West 27.
We hope you enjoyed tonight's contest.
Congratulations to the DC Everest Evergreens. It's their first division win of the season, and they improve to 2-3 for the year. Appleton West falls to 0-5. Back with a quick recap after a one-minute break. This is DC Everest High School football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Winning the ball game 34-27 over the Appleton West Terriers.
Have a good one.
And welcome back to Steam Stadium. I'm Chris Conley, where moments ago the DC Everest Evergreens have defeated the Appleton West Terror 34-27. Evergreens defense still giving up points, particularly in the second half. Let's recap our scoring. Big game for Wyatt Brown. Wyatt Brown opened the scoring with a 7-yard touchdown run in the first quarter. It was a play that was set up after a blocked punt of just 19 yards. The Evergreens took three plays to score their first points of the ball game. The extra point was no good. The Evergreens had a 6-0 lead. The Evergreens went up 14-0 in the second quarter. Wyatt Brown with a 29-yard touchdown run and a successful two-point conversion. It was all set up by a big punt return by Kyle Zableski. The Evergreens did give up points, though, before halftime. Appleton West converted on a 3rd-and-25. A 50-yard touchdown pass from Ethan Herbst to Ty Zembrowski. 14-7. And then the Evergreens scored just before the half came to an end on a 16-yard touchdown run from Nick Sierakowski. Sierakowski back in the lineup today after being injured in the first week of the season. Sierakowski's first touchdown came at a broken play. He fumbled the snap, picked the ball up off the ground, and then found blocking along the far sideline getting into the end zone. The Evergreens had a 21-7 lead at intermission. The Evergreens would go up by three scores in the third quarter. They took the ball to start the third quarter and had a drive that went more than 6.5 minutes, capped off by a 1-yard touchdown run by Nick Sierakowski on a 4th-and-goal play. The Evergreens took a 28-7 lead. Appleton West, though, would score three of the next four touchdowns in the game. Appleton West hung tight in this one. Late in the third quarter, Appleton West scored on a 2-yard touchdown pass from their quarterback Ethan Herbst to Matt Reeder. Reeder had three touchdown receptions today. That touchdown late in the third quarter cut the Evergreens' lead to 28-14. Appleton West scored again in the fourth quarter, a 27-yard touchdown pass from quarterback Ethan Herbst to Matt Reeder. And with 7:45 left in the ball game, Appleton West got within 28-20. DC Everest needed an answer, and they got one. Wyatt Brown scored his third touchdown of the game with 3:37 left in the ballgame, a 21-yard touchdown run. It came after Wyatt Brown had an earlier 53-yard touchdown run that was a touchdown, called back on a holding penalty. Evergreens were able to overcome the mistake. Their two-point try failed, and with 3.5 minutes left in the game, the Evergreens had a 34-20 lead. Evergreens' defense, though, was not able to close it out. Appleton West scored with 1 minute left in the game, a 34-yard touchdown pass from their quarterback, Ethan Herbst, again to Matt Reeder. That 34-yard strike got them within one score, 34-27. But the Evergreens were able to successfully cover the onside kick that followed that Appleton West touchdown and were able to run out the clock. Evergreens 34, Appleton West 27. The Evergreens get their first division win. They are 1-2 in the Northern Division of the Valley Football Association. And overall, they are 2 wins against 3 losses for this football season at the halfway point of the year. And Appleton West still looking for their first win of the year. They fall with a loss to 0-5. Next week on Fox Sports Radio, we'll be back here at Steam Stadium for DC Everest and Wausau East. Pre-game coverage will begin at 6:30 with Fox Sports Game Night and Spencer Loomis. And then we'll have kickoff starting at 7. Lumberjacks and Evergreens, great long-standing rivalry in central Wisconsin, and we will bring it for you 1 week from tonight. Repeating our final score, it's DC Everest 34, Appleton West 27. A 34-27 win for the Evergreens. Thank you for joining us for high school football on Fox Sports Radio. I'm Chris Conley, and you've been listening to Evergreens football coverage on AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Good night, everybody.